Thank you, Mr. Chair. So actually, it's an interesting input because kind of that is another layer that can be considered, that if a certain route allows for specific speed and has a specific volume, that is then recommended for an experienced user. And if it's a different speed and a different volume, it can be less experienced cycling user. So that is also something I think that can be considered. Maybe additional piece of information, in the railway network, and this is the aspect connected with financing, different parameters were agreed to existing lines, that we refer to lines, and different parameters, more stringent ones, were agreed for the new lines. So pretty much the moment you decide that you will build a new section of a line for railway, then you commit to do it with more stringent parameters. And that might be something that of course is also considered here, that we maybe distinguish between existing, and then for existing that would be mainly shared roads for mixed use, then there will be a different parameters to consider. And then of course when there are new roads to be built, well, this might be especially cycling tracks, which is dedicated for cyclists, although we will be discussing this tomorrow, what is dedicated for cyclists. Of course, then there will be different parameters, and here the parameter will be that can be discussed is possibly safety, but then also the gradient, so what is the slope to be looking at, and so on and so forth. So these are, of course, elements, and possibly it would be good to have some discussion paper that then for the next meeting that will allow to make our discussion then more structured around the points that we put together. Thank you, Mr. Chair.